This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence will formally accept the Republican nomination as President Donald Trump's running mate for the 2020 election in a little less than 90 minutes. He'll speak on the third night of the Republican National Convention from Maryland's Fort McHenry, site of the 1814 battle that inspired what is now the Star-Spangled Banner. The vice president's speech is expected to highlight the administration's re-election theme of law and order. The Democrats had their national convention last week, officially nominating former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Kamala Harris. Pence's law and order theme comes against the backdrop of what's happening in the Midwest, where police arrested a 17-year-old young man in connection with gunfire that killed two people during protests in Kenosha, Wisconsin. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Kyle Rittenhouse was at a protest following the shooting by police of a black man, Jacob Blake. Daniel Miskinis is police chief in Kenosha.
The term militia is used. I've got no proof that it has any organization to it. It may be just simply armed citizens. I don't know.
There is video of a young white man opening fire in the middle of the street with a semi-automatic rifle.
There were people running all over the place.
Sheriff David Beth was asked about witnesses who said they yelled at police to arrest the person in the crowd with the rifle.
Knowing what you just said, I can picture all kinds of reasons I wasn't focusing on someone doing that.
Much of Rittenhouse's Facebook page is devoted to praising law enforcement. I'm Ed Donahue.
And those protests have spilled over into the sports world. All three NBA playoff games scheduled for Wednesday have been postponed, with players around the league choosing to boycott in their strongest statement yet against racial injustice. Women of the WNBA joined the men and decided not to play their regular season games in protest.